During the Jeep Celebration sales event at Moran Blue Water CDJR, you can test drive a new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Compass, or all-new redesigned 2025 Ram 1500. Located on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot, or check them out 24/7 at moranbluewatercdjr.com and ride the wave to savings.
Alrighty, it is 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning, the day after Memorial Day. Summer is upon us, and they've got all kinds of things going on up at the Sand Lac County Museum. Dan Finn is the museum administrator. He's here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, a lot of exciting things in the works, don't you?
Yeah, plenty of ways to enjoy some time at Sand Lac County Historic Village and Museum, right on the south side of Port Sand Lac along M25.
Yep, so let's kind of run through in chronological order what you got coming up. What's first?
So Saturday, June 7th, we have two different types of events that should appeal to all sorts of ages and demographics. At 12 o'clock, we have a ladies' tea. Reservations are needed in advance, but this is a great experience inside the historic Loop Harrison Mansion, our Victorian-era mansion built in 1872. So you'll sit down with friends, family, for just $45 a person, you can have a great luncheon, great hospitality, and you'll have a tour of our historic mansion following your luncheon, ladies' tea. So that's June 7th at 12 o'clock. Tickets are $45. Reservations are needed in advance. So call us at 810-622-9946 to lock that in. Later that afternoon, we have a rock and roll history lecture, part two, presented by Jason Hundy. And he has a whole lecture of from the 1960s up to the 1990s, covering many important cultural figures and events that shape American heritage today. And it really gives a wide perspective of the impact of rock and roll. And so tickets for that are just $10. But if you're a Sand Lac County Historical Society member, it's just $5. And that's at 3 o'clock, and that'll be presented in the church at the Historic Village and Museum. And we also really welcome, we want a very full crowd for the Sand Lac County Museum's Summer Music Festival on June 20th. Mm-hmm. And that will be running from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. That's a Friday. If you get your tickets right now, online, you can find the tickets are just $5. Otherwise, tickets will be $10 at the gate. We'll have food trucks, classic cars and tractors, and more vendors, and just plenty of music on three stages, all at the venue of Sand Lac County Historic Village and Museum.
Now, is that something new that you haven't done before, or is that an annual event?
So this is an annual event. This is something that has evolved and molded from, some people may recognize this event as Rock in the 70s, or earlier in that was Sing in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And we've just sort of evolved this event to be a general music festival that's welcoming all sorts of acts and generations that can appeal to all ages. And we hope that people come out, support the museum, but also enjoy the beautiful venue that we have at Sand Lac County Museum.
It is quite a place. If people haven't been there before, maybe haven't been there in a long time, kind of describe what you've got up there.
We have 17 historic buildings on 10 acres, and we have a church, several barns, several cottages, cabins, with the cornerstone of the Loop Harrison Mansion. We also are a partner in hosting the Barn Theater, Sand Lac County's community theater, as well as Port Sand Lac Farmers Market. Port Sand Lac Farmers Market's every Friday from 1 to 5 p.m., and the Barn Theater has shows every Friday and Saturday. You can find more information for them at psbarntheater.com. We will be utilizing the Barn Theater for the Summer Music Festival on June 20th, and we will also be having musical acts on the Carriage Barn stage that is now supplemented by our brand new pavilion. It's a grand, beautiful pavilion. It has these beautiful trusses that are of great arches. It really blends in with the heritage and architecture of our historic village, and that was made possible thanks to a grant that we received from the Michigan Arts and Cultures Council in partnership with the National Endowment for the Arts. So we're constantly promoting art and culture while also preserving and promoting the history of the Thumb in Sand Lac County.
And getting some nice recognition for it too, aren't you?
Yes, we just received an award from the Michigan Museum Association, the Peninsula's Prize for Community Engagement. So we're really proud to extend our resources and promote value for the community, but that's only possible because we have this army of volunteers, our own little insular community of members, volunteers, and supporters who subscribe to constantly supporting the mission statement and the success of our Santa Lot County Museum.
What are the hours up there, Dan? And do you change the hours for summer schedule?
Yeah, so we just opened ourselves up into our summer schedule for Memorial Day weekend all the way into Labor Day weekend. We are Wednesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., our office hours, that is. But you can get a tour, typically is very available, through those days, Wednesday through Sunday, between 12 p.m. and 3 p.m. That's the best time to drop in and get a nice tour sharing the history and cultural heritage of our region.
If anybody was listening and missed a date or a price or ticket information or something, where is all this information available?
Our Facebook's one of the best places to land on and get more information about what's going on. But also, we try to keep up on our calendar of community events at santalaccountymuseum.org.
All right. Very good. Dan, always appreciate the update. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Dan Finn, the administrator at the Santa Lac County Museum, with us here on WPHM.